The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Simon Tierney, you have a very seasonal how to do stuff this week.
Jonathan, week two in our series on how to do stuff at Christmas. We're looking at how to cut Christmas waste. Now, you don't need me to tell you, Jonathan, that this is a time of the year when there's an extraordinary amount of waste. In fact, 30% more waste than at any other time of the year. Empty wine bottles, cans, food waste, all the toy packaging. I blame the North Pole.
The packaging.
Can you imagine? They're devils for the emissions.
We had one last week that was a present, that didn't come from the North Pole, obviously, but it was a teeny tiny little thing that was contained in a massive box that was shoved in with paper. And I remember looking at it going, who in the name of God packed this?
Honest to God, I find Christmas morning quite tedious because there is just so much packaging to get through. It's extraordinary. I don't know why. I think it's because they want to make everything look good when it's front facing, you know?
I think that's it.
So what we're looking at is a few options on how to cut down on this. The first thing that I want to suggest, and this is actually a crowd down in Cork that are doing this, Jonathan in Mahon, is the idea of renting a Christmas tree. Now, stick with me for a second. This is a bit of an odd one because there's a debate about which is the more ecologically friendly option, whether it's a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree. On the one hand, a fake Christmas tree is made with the worst aspects of petroleum. On the other side of it, you know, you get one once and hopefully it'll do you until you die. On the second side of it, you've got a real Christmas tree, which seems to be the ecological option, but you have to cut down a tree in order to put it in your house. And then it looks like a skeleton at the end of the Christmas and you have to get rid of it. So a kind of a third option here is to rent one. And the crowd in Mahon, Colm Crowley is the fellow who runs it. Basically, they're a potted Christmas tree and you rent it. So a 5 foot tree costs €85, but that includes a €35 deposit, which you will get back in January if you bring your tree back and it's still happy and alive. Right.
But there's a caveat there. You might lose your deposit if you kill it off. That's not bad. I paid £80 for my tree. Now, there was a bit of that goes towards charity. But so you're a quid's in already.
€80, and you're helping the environment. That must be an enormous Christmas tree. But of course, you're living in a mansion down in Cork. Double height spaces, no doubt, as well, is it?
But some of the donation goes to the Irish Guide Dog. So I'm happy enough to say that it wasn't all tree. Some of it was being a nice person. But so you could be quid's in with this. There's not bad value including the deposit is my point.
Yeah, and like obviously you're bringing a living thing into your house. You know, you've got the fire lit, you've got the central heating on. It's not ideal for conditions for keeping a tree alive. So what you need to do is you need to top it up with a mix of water and 7-Up every few days. The sugar in the 7-Up helps the tree to absorb the water. And they suggest that you take it out for a little bit of fresh air every now and then. I mean, quite a bit of lead on it. Bring it for a walk with the dog. There's quite a bit of work involved with anything green, Jonathan, if you're not willing to make a little bit of effort, maybe it's not for you.
It's not for you, but no, it's a nice idea and fair play to Colm Crowley in Mahon for that. You're talking about gift wrapping as well being the bane of your life on Christmas morning.
Yeah, I remember this when I was a kid. I remember my granny inadvertently introduced me to the idea of reusing Christmas wrapping paper. I gave her my gift as a child to her on Christmas morning, and a few days later she gave me her Christmas gift, which was also wrapped in the same wrapping paper that I'd used for her.
Excellent.
We can learn a lot from that generation. But what we do a lot now, I don't know if you guys do this as well, but we go to a lot of children's birthday parties, and everyone is using bags rather than wrapping paper now. And initially, I was a bit aghast at that, but they're actually a brilliant idea because you don't have to go through the trials and tribulations of wrapping a present. And they're kind of part of the circular economy in the sense that, like, we've a tray full of birthday bags at home and they get reused all the time.
Yes.
They're brilliant. So I think we can do those for Christmas as well. You can get nice Christmas bags, and if you get them in return, you can use them next Christmas as well.
No, absolutely. They are very, very sustainable, said things. At Christmas dinner, we were talking about the Christmas sandwich on yesterday's programme, and you're a big advocate of this.
I'm a big advocate. I recommend Nigel Slater's recipe for his Stephen's Day turkey sandwich. The thing that he puts in is a thin layer of turkey dripping in the bread. This might be called the Moist Maker. From Ross from Friends has the Moist Maker. It's the exact same thing. You don't like a Moist Maker in your sandwich, Johnson?
It's just the name upsets me, but it kind of puts me off the sandwich. But keep going.
The Moist Maker, TM. So yeah, put that in your sandwich. Also, he recommends a little bit of cranberry sauce. Lovely. A bit of stuffing. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing. The other thing that I love to do in the evening, if you haven't eaten enough by that stage, is to use your leftovers to make a Stephen's Day turkey curry. So good.
Yeah. I did. Now, to be fair, the turkey curry near and we come, that's about 3 or 4 days after Christmas in our house, when we're really making sure that we make the most out of the bird. Plastic toys are a terrible waste if they build up, and there is a new initiative to try and deal with them.
Yeah, the toylibrary.ie is brilliant. I was actually talking to the woman who runs this a few months ago. Basically, their theory is secondhand doesn't mean second best, which is something that we all need to get on board with. If you're getting toys for your nieces or nephews or whatever over the Christmas and you don't want to contribute to the landfill, what you can do is log on to these guys. Basically, people who have toys which have not gone past their sell-by date, but their kids have basically grown out of them. There's nothing wrong with the toys. Gently used toys is the term that they use. People can upload them onto this website and then you can arrange to pick them up. There's no money that changes hands. It's a brilliant initiative and it's well worth supporting. That's toylibrary.ie.
And we've time for one last one. I was lamenting, I was actually warning people about Storm Brand taking out their Christmas decorations. I had these lovely little infinity lights. They're little Christmas trees that I had out in the garden. One was decapitated during Storm Brand, which rendered them all useless.
Oh,
and it
God.
All went into the, oh, I have to go into the recycling today. It was very annoying. Well, but you're saying that you can be very clever in the lights that you choose.
Yeah, you can. We put up Christmas lights on our house for the first time this year and we chose LED lights because they use 80% less energy. Now, what I would suggest is that a lot of the outdoor Christmas lights come with a timer, which you can program to come on at certain times of the day or night. Or if you're lazy like me, you can sort of switch them off.
I put timers on mine. It's easier. And it's much easier. I spend most of my time just going around the house, turning off all the battery operated.
Are you a bit of a Chevy Chase, Jonathan? Is your like house drowned in Christmas lights and Christmas?
I'm not going to admit on the radio that there may be more in the boot of my car that will be added to the collection when I get home this evening, with apologies to my next door neighbours. Simon Tierney, pleasure as always.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.